The D-backs looking to take 3 of 4 in their wraparound series with the Phillies. Zach Greinke getting the start in this one. He was solid, as was the offense, especially early. Bottom one, Chris Hermann leading off the game against Nick Pivetta.
2-2, swinging a line shot deep right field. Back goes Altherr. Looks up, and that ball is gone. Did he go in the pool? It was pretty darn close.
Close.
It was a splashdown, and Chris Hermann leads off the ball game for the Diamondbacks with a solo home run. He has some pop. It's his 7th homer of the year, and the Diamondbacks with an early 1-0 lead.
He's got pop, but he can certainly pitch to him. A 182 average coming in. But he got one to his liking.
The pitch, swinging a line shot to left. Nava to his right, on the run. He can't get there. He is able to flag it down on a hop, but reading it well is Owings. He turns third, heads home, and he scores. And on at first is Daniel Descalzo. He continues to be a one-man wrecking crew. Phillies pitching in this series, an RBI single. It's 2-0 Arizona. And the 1-0, swinging a ground ball by a diving Stassi out into right field, a base hit. Peralta has scored. Lamb turning third. He's coming home. Here's the throw from Altherr. The play at the plate. And the ball gets away from Knapp. Jarred out of Knapp's glove by the base runner, Lamb. Two-run score. Two more RBIs for Descalzo. He already has 3 on the day. And it's 5-0 Arizona. I believe the call was going to be out.
I thought so, too.
Until the ball came free. 3-2, Fuente swings and grounds it by Stassi. Again out into right field, a base hit. Owings scores. Altherr gets to it quickly. He'll hold Descalzo at second base. RBI single now for Fuentes. Another run on the board for the Diamondbacks. It's 6-0. Greinke has thrown a lot of pitches, but now has a huge lead to work with. The 1-2. Swing, a miss, he got it. Here's the 2-2. Strike 3 call, Herrera. Barking at Gabe Morales says, whatever Greinke said to Gabe after the first inning has worked. He's getting some strikes called for him now, and the Phillies are done in order. 2 more strikeouts for Greinke in inning 5 for the game.
Arizona wins it 6-1. Greinke fired 102 pitches in 5 innings, but he only allowed a run on 3 hits, striking out 5, and he's now 9-4. Descalzo was the walk-off hero on Sunday and comes through with 2 hits and 3 RBIs in this one. The Phillies have now lost 5 straight series, and after the game, manager Pete Maccannon talked about one that got away from the very first batter.
You know the old saying that pitching and defense wins games. Well, if you can't hit, then you can't win a lot of games, and we haven't been hitting. You know, we had an opportunity there after Pivetta came out of the game. You know, you get a run here, a couple runs there, 2 or 3 innings, put something together, you're back in the game, but we just weren't able to do that. He just had more command of all his pitches today. Sprayed the ball all over the place. Just not a good outing for him. Whitey made a great play to his backhand to save 2 runs in that 5th inning, I think it was. And other than that, the bullpen did a real good job. It was good to see Morgan get lefties out and Hobie Miller get the lefties out. That was promising. That's something that we've been starving for, and hopefully they can sustain that. If they do, it's going to make our bullpen even better.
Pete, it looked like his control really improved the last 2, and today it really took a nosedive. What happened?
I don't know. You know, sometimes it happens. You know, you look at Greinke. Greinke was not at his best. He was all over the place. He looked like he struggled with his command. You know, it happens sometimes, and the guys just struggle with it. He had trouble at first. He had trouble locating. I'm talking about Pivetta locating his secondary pitches. You can't do that. Good hitting teams look for that heater, and they try to ambush that pitch and jump on it. And then he had trouble locating his fastball. So it was just one of those days for him. It just didn't happen.
Can you believe that it's gotten this bad record-wise for you guys?
It's hard to deal with. I mean, it's not easy every day. The guys have been playing hard. We're in games. You know, as I said, even in the game today, you scratch for a couple of runs, it's 6-3, you're in the game. If it's not one thing, it's another, and it's very tough to deal with. The guys have been real good about it, but the record is indicative of, well, there's so many things that we're not doing well.
As you kind of search for offense, I mean, Doable's one of the only guys that have really been hitting this month. What do you make of the month he's been able to put together. It's kind of, it's hitting, but...
You know, I'm happy for that. We need more guys to continue to do that, to start doing that. What you need is consistency over the course of 6 months. You know, it's going to be great to see. I think Mikel's going to have a good second half. I think there's a couple other guys that are going to have good second halves, but this is a six-month proposition to where every month counts, April and May count. I think we got into such a deep hole that it became a little bit more difficult to climb out of, and guys are just pressing.
Does it make you wonder how many of these guys are going to be around, you know, in the future to be a piece of this with the inconsistency, et cetera?
You know, Todd, in the big picture, this year, just like last year, is to determine who's going to be part of the future. I made the comment in the spring. I said, the guys that are here with us, they need to show improvement over what they did last year. And if and when they do that, then they'll determine whether they're not in the plans.
Up next for the Phils is a trip to Seattle. Aaron Nola gets the start against James Paxton in the opener on Tuesday.